Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, my faith in freedom show. I'm going to deal with things on that basis. You're going to be exposed sometimes to some extremism. It's Talk Radio on Frank Talk 104.3 FM. Again, I'm David Allen Carmichael. I've got a website, faithfreedoms.org. You can check that. I encourage you to check out talk104.com as well. And we're broadcasting for the Liberty Works Radio Network. We've got a goal with Liberty Works Radio Network, ultimately, is to bring back some information to our listeners that go back to the founding of this nation, the kind of things that made it strong in the first place, and the kind of things that will make it strong again. So sometimes we read from the Constitution. I read from the Bible periodically, and I'll do that sometimes. I try to bring things on a basis so you'll know my reference, and so you're going to hear about that today. I did some reading today about what's going on in the Florida legislature, so I'm going to be reading from some statutes today. You're not going to hear this on any other talk radio program. There are some things that showed up in the news recently. I know in Citrus Daily I saw a little blurb down in the left bar, some of the items there, and I'll be talking about some things that have shown up that may be of some interest to you, but they have a hint of mere in-flight entertainment. So we're going to try to get to the substance today. The number here, 888-850-1872. That's 888-850, like as in the States. So 4 8s 50 and then 1 USA, 888-850-1872. Now that you've got that completely memorized, I used to have to memorize things in the Navy. I was an acoustic analyst, and we had to memorize all kinds of things. I had to, when it came to weapons, had to be able to tell that there was a weapon being either launched, has been launched, or in preparation of being launched. Within 5 seconds, I was supposed to recognize it. And then within 30 seconds, I was supposed to be able to get the information out that would substantiate what I believed so that people could react to it. So we had to memorize a whole lot of stuff. So I found ways to do that and to associate and stuff like that. So there we go. And it was just so lucky that my last numbers on this phone number when we signed up for it was 1 USA. I'm going to talk about, let's see, some bills in the Florida legislature. We're going to talk about that. We talk about gold jumping to a record high and an anticipation by a well-known analyst group and bank that gold is predicted to go to $1,500 an ounce, currently at about $1,170 an ounce as we're speaking right now. So we'll be talking about that. And anything else, if you give us a call, of course, we'll talk about that too, probably. We reserve the right to engage and associate with those who would like, no matter what your religion, affiliation, or any other thing. We reserve the discretion to push the little button and cut you on, or to just, or cut you off, or leave you speaking for an entire 14 and a half minutes without interruption. That's our fairness doctrine. Let's talk about some of the things that are in the news. In the news, I discovered there are 12 bills that have been filed in the Florida legislature regarding cell phone use while driving. 12 bills. That includes both the Senate and the House, the Florida legislature. 12 cell phone bills. What do you think about cell phone operations while driving? I will tell you, in the good old days, we would go along and you'd see somebody swerving on the highway. And you'd say, "Ooh, that person's drunk. Keep an eye on them. Don't get too close to them." And you know what? They usually were, at least intoxicated one way or the other, whether it's alcohol or some other intoxicant. Nowadays, my first thought is, as I talk to my kids, is, uh-oh, a cell phoner. Literally, people with a cell phone to their ear, it's like those who can't chew gum and run at the same time. I knew a guy who couldn't move his body while catching something. He would literally, when he would reach to catch something, fall. He couldn't help himself. He wanted to be able to stay standing or moving, but he couldn't. He would just literally collapse. He couldn't do two things at once. Some people are susceptible to the can't use a cell phone period while driving. And I can't figure out what the difference is from just having a conversation while you're driving to using a cell phone, but it engages some other part of the brain that interferes with your cognitive processing of things that are coming to your eyes and ears and sensory and all that kind of stuff while you're controlling a vehicle. 12 bills. What do you think about that? 888-850-1872. We can try to talk about it on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis right versus wrong. We'll see how we'll be able to pull that off. Another bill up here. Oh, I like this one. House Bill 367. I'll tell you why I went to these. I read a column. If you go to the website for the Florida legislature, you can choose the House or the Senate, and you can go to a list. There's a little link there that you can look up bills in a series of hundreds. So I've gone through the first 300 bills prior to today. Today I read those bills that went up to 399, from 300 to 399. So that's what I did. So I'm trying to keep up to date. If they're significant, I'm saving them. We're going to come back and talk to them as the next session comes closer. I like this one. It's House Bill 367, H00367, or is it 037? Either 367. Unsolicited checks. There is a proposal for this next legislative session that says that anybody that would send you a check in the mail without your soliciting it is violating the law. There's no penalty. There's not a misdemeanor. It's not an infraction. It's just unlawful. Well, you know what's something that you can't do? You cannot unlawfully make a contract. Any contract that you make cannot be unlawful. Therefore, if something you're doing is unlawful, it can't be a contract. So nobody can sue you over some contract dispute if what was happening was unlawful. So they've now made an unsolicited check something that's against the law to do. Secondly, they haven't made it. This is what the proposal is, House Bill 367. The other item in there is that you will not be held accountable if somebody fraudulently takes that check and does something with it. Somebody takes some advantage, interferes with that transaction, and then does something, that you will not be held accountable if somebody does that, sends it to you unlawfully. And they can't sue you. They're prohibited from suing you over something being done with an unsolicited check that would grant somebody credit or something like that. So that's an interesting bill if you're interested in that. Keep an eye on it, House Bill 367. Again, anything that I bring up here like this, most of them I'm saving. I save that one. There's another issue, criminal justice. Folks, this is another hot potato that's happening because of things that are happening in your area. Remember the issues with regard to the public servants that worked in, was it Orange County? I'm trying to think which county it was, where there were public officials, public school officials, and other people working for city commissioners and things like that, that were making deals, were making money, getting rich off of promises and affiliations and using their power in office to make sure that some of their partners or friends were making money off of transactions with the government. Criminal justice bill on public servants, House Bill 347. It's making certain activities criminal, very specific that would be otherwise appear to be administrative. And some of the wording there talks about doing things under the color of law, under the guise of having authority. That would really be something that would be an act of corruption. There's a parallel bill, House Bill 343. So 343, 347. 343 is a little bit more succinct. It's talking on the standards of conduct of public officials. So that's kind of interesting. Now I'm going to get to a hot potato here eventually. I'm not just strolling through these things just to give a public service announcement. Besides doing the public service announcement, we're going to get to a hot potato that's coming before the legislature. I'm following those things that I've read. I read Sir William Blackstone. I told you about this stuff. And he says that it's the job of those who are going to the legislature not to basically rally under party banners or to advance either go for or against any particular administration, or to benefit themselves or their servants or their friends. That's not why they go to the legislature. They're supposed to go there to avoid, avert, and to check every dangerous innovation. How many of you folks know what dangerous innovations are coming your way for this next legislative session? Is CF13news.com telling you about those potential dangerous innovations? I don't. That's a good question. So there's a lot of news organizations, and the problem is mostly what they cover are assaults, people that are being murdered and tortured. And if it's the more gruesome that it is, the more they're going to publish it because it's sick. It's distracting you. It's fascinating, a strange bent that people have. And of course, the more people tune into that stuff, the more that they can charge their advertisers. But what we're going to do here for Liberty Works Radio Network is we're going to hopefully equip one another. We're going to challenge one another. I'm having trouble with my tongue today. I'm having another sip of coffee on the break. That's what I'm going to do. Maybe that'll straighten me out. We're going to try to challenge each other and inform each other, challenge our thoughts, our thought processes, and see if we can actually recover freedom, security, protection, prosperity, and all those other things that come from doing that which is right. And of course, I would base that right on constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis of right versus wrong. Ultimately, authority is the one who gave us the Bible, ultimately. Traffic control. Hey, folks, dangerous innovation number 3. No, it might be a dangerous innovation. It might be a wonderful thing. You might love this. Traffic control. They're proposing to put detectors at any intersection light where there's a red light or something requiring you to stop, where there's going to be a photograph taking of the rear license plate of any vehicle that crosses through an intersection or a stopping point at some at various intersections throughout the state. That's House Bill 325. Did anybody tell you that was recently filed? This traffic control bill? Number 325, well, just let you know that's here. Ah, here's one. This is kind of a hot potato that goes in line with what we talk about here on the show. It's for adoption agencies that would be prohibited from asking whether or not you own a gun. If you're going to do an adoption, they're trying to keep people from being denied adoption because they're actually exercising their privilege of the use of firearms or having, holding and bearing, keeping and bearing firearms, which was your right as a citizen here. That is one that you actually need to have citizenship because they don't want people who would be enemies of the United States necessarily being protected from having militia arms. But let's just say you're just your average American. Are you supposed to be denied adoption because you think it's okay to have a gun? Well, this bill would prohibit anybody from asking that question. Actually, as I thought about it, I thought, well, this might be, in some cases, a violation of the law. What if it's an agency, adoption agency, where somebody particularly gave their child over to the adoption agency, and they're friends of the friendless or something like that, where they have a aversion to violence, that they're pacifist? What if they specifically want to give their child over to an agency that embraces pacifists? Well, you know, maybe this bill won't be the thing. So it's House Bill 315. That's something for you to consider. House Bill 311, debt settlement agencies. That, if you have any expertise with regard to debt settlement agencies and you have concerned about some of the things that have been happening, people coming toward you and you think that maybe they were doing the wrong thing, check out House Bill 311. When we come back, though, I'm going to be talking about House Bill, what is it? 391, an act relating to prohibited discrimination. An act relating to prohibited discrimination. We're going to come back, talk about House Bill 391 when we come back from the break. Stay tuned to Liberty Works Radio Network on this Frank Talk, 104.3 FM. I am David Allen Carmichael. We return. Our number here is 888-850-1872.